Having finished 1-2 in the French Open tennis tournament, Serena and Venus Williams are aiming for a showdown at Wimbledon. Commentator Frank DeFord says their accomplishments ought to be recognized far beyond the world of tennis.
I've been very amused lately whenever some new accomplishment of the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, is mentioned in this fashion. The first sisters ever to play in the finals of a major tournament. The first sisters ever to rank 1-2 in the world. As if all sorts of other sisters through the years have made the semifinals or been ranked 3 and 4. Let's get this in perspective. What Venus and Serena have achieved, two sisters being the very best in the world at one thing, is not only unique to tennis, not only unique to all major sports, but as far as I know, to all human endeavor. The only brothers I can think of who stood 1-2 in their field were Wilbur and Orville Wright, and they invented their field. Well, in tennis, there were the Doherty brothers, Reggie and Laurie, who dominated Wimbledon a century ago, but they were sequential champions, and anyway, tennis wasn't much bigger than a steak and kidney pie then. Dizzy and Daffy Dean won all 4 games for the Cardinals in the 1934 World Series, but Me and Paul, so-called by Diz, weren't the best overall. With Venus and Serena, though, it's as if Mozart and Beethoven were brothers. And let's get it straight. The Williamses simply are suddenly tennis today. They're it, the whole sport. Women's tennis used to be this wonderful championship smorgasbord, but Lindsay Davenport is injured, Martina Hingis is recovering from an operation, happily trailing her boyfriend Sergio Garcia about the links. Arantxa Sanchez Vicario and Monica Seles have grown long in the tooth, and Jennifer Capriati, last year's sweetheart, has morphed into an ungracious churl. All who's left to contend with Venus and Serena are two Belgians and a collection of Eastern Europeans whose names all end in Ova, except unfortunately none of them anymore are named Anna Kornick Ova. As for the men playing tennis nowadays, it's like primetime television. There's plenty there, but there's just never anything on. The best men all beat each other. 8 different champions in the last 8 Grand Slams. Parity gone to the dogs. Andre Agassi provides occasional pizzazz, but Pete Sampras's gallant run at the U.S. Open last September was apparently his trooping of the colors. Sampras has lost the step, and no stroke correction can make up for that. No, it's just Venus and Serena now. Better, stronger, and even more becoming. Speaking some French in their joint victory and defeat speeches after Serena beat Venus in the Roland Garros final was just so attractive, especially at a time when Europeans find Americans so self-centered and superpowerishly insensitive to others. So the Williams ladies not only won the French, they won over the French. And if there's a sure bet in sports today, it's that they will get through to the Wimbledon final, rat-a-tat-tatting their power game on the grass. Unfortunately, that's the problem. Venus and Serena have no passion for playing one another. And tennis, like boxing, thrives on contrast. Somebody once said that a tie is like kissing your sister. Well, now we know that playing your sister is also like kissing your sister. But then Venus and Serena can't be blamed if they're simply too good, and the finals are now just a sweet embrace of sisterhood.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.